Let's move on to Tunisia now, where a group of political parties has announced a coalition to oppose the president. The group says that Kais Saied has lost his legitimacy, accusing him of a coup. Last week, the president announced he would rule by decree and ignore parts of the constitution. That's after he sacked the prime minister and suspended parliament in July. Saied says his actions were necessary to counter economic and political crises. Let's get more on this. We can bring in Sherif El-Kadhi in Tunis. He's a political commentator and former parliamentary officer. So this new coalition has been formed. What could happen next?
Well, what could happen next? Maybe we'll know it in a few days, since the picture is quite now becomes more and more clearer in Tunisia, with the president gathering all the powers and opposing him. Political parties are trying to gather, whether, for example, the four actual political parties that are mainly center-left parties, three of them that are Takatul and the Democratic Current, and also the Republican Party, in addition to maybe a kind of right-wing and liberal party, Fertunes. They are trying to gather, and maybe we'll see others joining them. A few days ago, the Secretary General of the Workers' Party, the former Communist Party, has said that there are talks, for example, with the Democratic Current, and we will observe for sure a coalition that is at the same time against Nahda and the former ruling parliamentary coalition, and also against President Kais Saied, authoritarian derive, as they call it. And as it's obviously seen now by the last presidential order, 117.
Okay, so what I'm asking really is what can their tactics be now? So they want the country's constitution to be respected and parliament to be reinstated, but how can they make that happen?
Actually, it's quite clear. If they count on the popular support is rather with the balancing toward Mr. Saied. It's quite obvious, even according to recent polls. But maybe with the deep economic crisis that we are going to see the effects of it in the upcoming weeks and months, they could seize maybe the opportunity to show that, unfortunately, even by a power grab, even by gathering all the powers, President Saied is unable to fight the real crisis of the Tunisians, that are social problems, economy, etc. And maybe Tunisians, after having this crisis and losing a lot of their, purchase power and economic privileges, they have also lost, unfortunately, maybe some of their freedoms with this power grab. So that's maybe could be their tactics in the upcoming months and weeks. But if they count only now on the popular support, even according to recent polls, is in favor of President Saied's decision so far.
So how threatened, in your view, is Kais Saied's position?
Excuse me, could you please repeat the question? I didn't hear.
How threatened is Kais Saied's position, do you think?
I think Kais Saied's position is threatened so far by the economic issues that we're facing. We've seen some delays in, for example, the salaries of some of the school teachers, and yesterday the salary of retired people, or part of them. That's what that were the talks, even on social media. And especially with the international support, rumors, for example, yesterday Senator Murphy op-ed in the Connecticut Mirror said it quite clear that now we must reconsider the American aid, security aid package to Tunisia, if Kais Saied is still not willing to go back to the democratic path. So maybe the economic crisis, and in addition to international pressures, and these coalitions here and there that are forming, could maybe in the few weeks put lot and more pressure on President Saied. But so far, the population is with him. And I think I've said it quite a few times, even on Al Jazeera, if an election has to be held today or tomorrow, he would win it since the first round.
Sherif El-Kadhi, we'll leave it there for the time being. Thanks very much indeed.